Hi, this is a dictation for procedure for Christine Reyes, CHRISTINE, REYES. Date of birth is 10-2-1972, date of accident 11-9-2020, and date of procedure is 4-11-2022. Ms. Christine Reyes is here for a procedure called LESI with fluoroscopy or interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy number 2 epidurogram. The procedure is being done for the following reasons. The patient was involved in an automobile accident and has suffered from lower back pains. And the MRIs were found positive with L3, L4 disc bulging, L4, L5 herniated disc with left foramina propensity with bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, and L5, S1, grade 2 anterior listhesis, a severe reduction in the intervertebral disc height, and broad-based anterior-posterior herniation. The patient is undergoing a surgical evaluation for her cervical spine herniation, 4 of them, as well as the lumbar spine, but she hasn't been able to make the appointment yet. Surgery is also not proposed yet, but she's going for an evaluation. In the meantime, we believe that an injection to the lumbar epidural will help her control some of the pain and more improve healing. And that will be the last injection for today. It is being done according to the protocol. The next procedure is intra-articular injection of the left sacroiliac joint with arthrogram. The medical indications are that the patient is having pain in the area of left sacroiliac joint. She points it out with herself, and the testing for sacroiliac joint was found positive with positive Faber test, Gonsalant test, tenderness locally, compression test is positive. It appears that an injection to this area, second time, will help relieve the residual pain and the degeneration and arthritis that is there, or the damage. The procedure for the right-sided intra-articular injection of the SI joint, left-sided, is done according to the protocol. An arthrogram was obtained utilizing 2 cc's of Omnipaque dye 200, and the delineation of the joint was observed. However, there was a spread into the capsule of the SI joint. Other than that, the 10 cc of dexamethasone with Marcan was injected, and the patient recovered well and left for home in a good vital signs. Thank you. She'll be seen, followed up again. Thank you.